Hey, good morning, Kelvin.
Good morning. How are you today?
Well, I'm not a new grandfather, as some people are.
All right.
Just a regular mortal. And we won't wait for the new granddaughter story because you haven't even seen her yet, as I understand it.
That's all. We're booked in for Saturday. We're in the diary for Saturday, so we're looking forward very much to that.
Okay, that'll be good. Take lots of pictures, as I'm sure you can. Today on the November the 17th episode of the Geyer Kirk Report, it's the B2B Thursday show. And I looked in the blog from Business to Community, and it simply headlined, "Yes, Virginia, seasonal content work." And it was written by Paul. Oh, what's his last name?
Paul Davenport.
That's the guy. Paul Davenport's post will look like this on B2C. And he basically goes in and addresses three things that are important in the adventure called B2B. Scroll down to this and divide the content up by targets to meet all your goals. Now, you might have an annual goal, you might have a seasonal goal, and you might have a right now goal. It's kind of how I broke it out. And his agency, dealing with it in terms of a seasonal matter, breaks the three things down. And my copywriter noticed that, you know, he starts every sentence, every paragraph starts to tackle. Well, we reworded that in the show notes a bit. But anyway, to tackle the thought leadership part of the equation, he goes on and just says, create an evergreen piece, something that you can run all year long. And we'll pick on the company that likes to clean, because we oftentimes do. Simply put, the company that likes to clean. Doesn't matter if it's January or December, they like to clean. And then to hit the traffic bumps and anything newsworthy, it might be that he's launched a new service for some big company there in Edinburgh. And so he needs to address that maybe with a who, what, when, where, and why of a news article. Like, we're going to be rolling the rugs up at such and such a place. And then to get the third goal of more broadly promoting a product or service, you might go into why your residence or business needs to have Edinburgh Dusters roll up your rugs and do your cleaning. So the evergreen, the company that likes to clean, then hit that speed bump about a current event with a who, what, when, where, and why, and then rationalize it all with another post. And that is a recipe that's been tried and proven, and we know it works. Now, if you go down in the show notes, and here in the blog post, I've got it too, the ultimate guide to a successful product launch. And this is a free download. If you just click on the download link, it'll take you right away to that. It's a register. You give me your email, you know, that Gmail address that you save for such things. And there you have it, a good little guide. And speaking of guide, and this is what the guide sign-up page looks like, the ultimate guide for successful product launch. So like we were talking about a minute ago, Kelvin, where you've got a launch of a new site, maybe this might be brain food for that. I don't know.
I'll take a look at that.
And the company that likes to clean, these guys, Edinburgh Dusters, if you go to Gumtree and look in Edinburgh, Scotland, companies that like to clean, he's the one. He does commercial cleaning, domestic cleaning, and see how they get the job done. It's all there, okay? And big thanks to Basic Blog Tips owner Eileen Smith for telling us about Screencast-O-Matic. The number to call, 215-550-5054. Operators are standing by. though she might be at work right now. You might have to make a recording. And in the Facebook world, there's a group, it's a private group, friends just chatting. You'll notice the picture of Mr. Fagan there on the right. That's because he created this group, gosh, close to a year ago, I guess. Now.
Must be, yeah. But...
And they've had this same logo. So if you go into Facebook and search for Friends Just Chatting, look for this and request a membership and join in. There's people from all over the world. Like right now, I'm looking at my name, Washington State. Tish, who's in the Chicago area, I believe. Brian is in Australia. Wilbert is in Denmark.
Holland.
Holland.
Yeah.
And Donald Brandt.
He's in Denmark.
And so it's Friends Just Chatting. And the reason they have the world, I guess, is pretty evident by the list of names. They're all over the world.
We certainly are.
So give that a go. Take a look at the show notes. You can get there quite easily. I forgot to do the shameless plug. Go to the GeyerCookReport.podbean.com, and it'll give you a link to go right to this page at the WordPress-powered blog, and there you'll have it. The stop sharing button was pushed, and that gives us a look at our smiling faces. The things to remember when you're setting up the campaign, your B2B campaign, is don't go round the bend and do something that hasn't been tried and proven. Give things like that startup guide, the document that's been created. They didn't just pull that out of their hat. They've looked at campaigns they've done in the past that have worked and written those recipes down, if you want to call them that, and said, this is how you do it. Okay. You make the evergreen post, you make the who, what, when, where, and why for a product launch, and you rationalize why they should hire you to do your product launch. And on that note, I think I say, I might turn my head the right direction. I've forgotten anything. Oh, follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter.
Yeah, that's a big good idea.
And as I'm prone to do many times as I'm rocking my chair around, we'll see you tomorrow, where it's going to be the Friday wrap up. And that put us just one day away from going to the diary entry to go see the granddaughter. Oh, we should mention too that 2 years from now, the granddaughter has red hair. I don't need to say anything more. We're in the countdown stages. In about 700 and some days, you know what's going to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. Let's hope not, but historically, that's how it goes. And so on that note, I think that we'll end this show. If you have questions, there's a contact us link on the show note page.
And then the evaluation question.
Oh, yes. And the evaluation questions are on the show notes too, where we simply ask one question one time. And I could tell you what it is, but I'm not going to. And so on that note, I'm going to say those three magic words. It's a wrap.